From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. South Florida's Venezuelan expats welcome Vice President Mike Pence to Miami today. Pence rallied them behind the Trump administration's campaign to dislodge socialist Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro from power. Most were left feeling unusually hopeful.
All options are on the table.
At a Doral church, Vice President Mike Pence told Venezuela's authoritarian regime that U.S. military intervention is still possible if Maduro doesn't step aside. Some Venezuelan expats, like Nubia Parra, a former state oil worker who went into exile 5 years ago, said that would be just fine with them. Wearing a Venezuelan flag as a scarf, Parra said that kind of tough talk may be the only thing Maduro responds to at this point.
Maduro now is listening that we have the support of the United States. And all the world is telling Maduro, fire, fire, you are fire, Maduro. Goodbye, Maduro.
Other Venezuelans were more measured. Juan Correa is a Venezuelan democracy activist who took refuge here a decade ago. He said it's more prudent for the Trump administration to go step by step as it tightens the screws on Maduro and persuades the Venezuelan military to ditch him. Correa said he's encouraged by reports the U.S. will now muster humanitarian aid into Venezuela in defiance of the military. That will test military loyalty to Maduro, who refuses to let aid in.
I believe that they've been very clear, and something key that he said is that when the military arrives, the United States is going to deliver and protect the humanitarian aid, and I believe that's going to be the next showdown.
Venezuela is suffering the world's worst economic collapse today. This week, the U.S. levied heavy sanctions on oil imports from Venezuela. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.